Well, put this in my pocket. Oops. Well, let it run. There we go. Oh. Well, I'm just to Encino. It's Sunday night. My normal trip to the crash site. Preparation for another exciting week in Albuquerque. And there's a lot of interesting things going on. The last few weeks, the last few days, it's hard to describe except to say I think the Lord is stirring the pot. For something. I've only had my new job at Sandia Labs for about a little over 4 months. Starting April, today is, this is the August 5th or so. Now, when I talk of whims and deciding to do something, often I always treat it like it's of import, and then we see what comes of it. Very interesting. I probably need to go back a little bit further. A few weeks ago, Lisa had a dream. Some weeks ago, maybe three. That I was made the stake president in. Made stake president. And how she needed to kind of, I don't know how she described it exactly, but it seemed like she felt like she needed to make some changes in her life as a consequence of me being made stake president. And of course it's like, well, that's an interesting dream. It was one of my work mornings. I usually get there before anybody else, and I start doing work, but then I'm kind of, it's a chance to check the emails and stuff like that. I don't remember exactly what I was up to. To go and check on LinkedIn, I think it was because there was a training that I was supposed to be getting involved with, and I needed to know if LinkedIn Learning had such a training, and they really didn't. But I went ahead and checked my profile, and I had, you know, you always have a few messages from recruiter types and stuff like that. And there was a few jobs that I looked at. One of them was at Pantex, which is the nuclear weapon assembly facility over by Amarillo. There's a certain amount of people in Amarillo that work at Pantex. And I know a few of them. But anyway, so there was a job over there. Sounded sore, you know, a little bit closer to home. Still paid the same basic amount of money I make now, but I would get to save more of it, maybe, over there. Anyway, so I took so I went after that job, and then it brought to mind here on one of my weekends home. I said, you know what? It really pains me that I'm not able to keep contributing to my state of New Mexico education pension. And so I happened to look on the website I think I'm getting the story wrong. No, first I went to do that, you know, I'm not sure. Anyway, in the last few weeks, I ended up expressing my interest in two different jobs, one of them at Pantex, and one at a place that I had gone, that I had once upon a time, a long time ago, did some inquiries into when I was working for New Mexico State, and it was at the Sunspot Solar Observatory up not too far from Cloudcroft, New Mexico. And I got some interest from both of them. One from a recruiter for Pantex. They were kind of excited. And some other interest from the people at Sunspot. So I had done some of these things. And then we go to church the next Sunday, and it's announced that we're going to have a state conference here next week, August the 11th and 12th, I think. And and they let us know that they're going to split the Amarillo stake in two. And that this would, there'd be another stake president, another whole stake, lots of things to do. And that was, I found that very interesting, given Lisa's dream. She never dreams along these lines at all. I don't know if it's something to prepare her or what. Anyway, so I found that very interesting, that there's going to be a big shakeup as stake leadership splits in two. A lot of people will be released from their callings and a lot of new people called. I don't know how I fit into that, if I do at all. Frankly, Tucumcari is way out. at great distance. So chances of anybody from Tucumcari being considered for anything is pretty low. Now, that was an interesting thing. I wasn't really thinking along any of these lines this weekend. Last weekend, I finally did a little bit of poking around in our washing machine and found out our washing machine, the agitator on it, was no longer agitating anymore. The things that I had done to try to make things kind of work better, they're not working better. It just doesn't work at all. So, therefore, I could have dug around a little bit mid-cheap and tried to keep the darn thing working some more. Not a bad thing to do. But we have some money, and we went ahead and bought a new washer and dryer. Now, it hasn't been delivered yet. It's going to be delivered this week. And so we've been doing, we started doing laundry at the laundromat in Tucumcari. And this weekend, me and Matt went to go do his laundry on Friday. He does his on Friday. Lisa and I do ours on Saturday. And so on Friday, me and Matt went and you know, we put Matt's stuff in the washing machine, and you've got some spare time. You know, the wash cycle takes maybe a half an hour, maybe more. So it was really stuffy inside there, very humid. So I didn't want to be inside the laundromat, so we went out to kind of the side, and I looked across Tucumcari Boulevard. It's not Tucumcari Boulevard, it's Route 66 Boulevard now. And and I noticed that there were, you know, how they kind of use shoe polish on, like, car windows to advertise. I'm sure you've seen that. Well, in this case, it was prices and how many miles things had and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, they're selling stuff. And so I went ahead, and me and Matt went across the street and took a look at the vehicles. Now, Lisa and I had done some preliminary work. Well, I had done some preliminary work, and Lisa wasn't terribly interested at the time on a new vehicle. Bob, our 2010 Jeep Patriot, that has all the problems that Patriots tend to have. They've got issues. I've gotten kind of accustomed to working and getting the right parts to keep a Patriot going adequately. Anyway, so we had done some stuff. I wanted to get her a kind of a crossover, compact SUV, sort of thing that got pretty good gas mileage. Most of them don't get very good gas mileage. Lisa's car doesn't get much better than, oh, I don't know, 23 miles to the gallon on the highway. It's really quite bad. And so I was looking around for some less expensive ones. I looked at Kia Souls, tried to figure out what kind of model year was the best one to get. Anyway, so we went across the street there, and they happened to have a compact SUV. Lisa can't really use cars that you have to kind of fall into and get out of, so she can't use compact cars very readily. Her knees are kind of tricky. And she actually liked the Jeep because it was, you didn't have to climb into it particularly, but you could just get into it. It wasn't like you were having to drop into the seat, or you were having to climb up into the seat like you have to on some of the bigger vehicles. She used to have that when we had our van. You would have to climb up into it. There were steps, and she needed steps because Lisa's quite a small person, at least compared to me. And so there was a compact SUV, a Hyundai, it's called Tucson, Hyundai Tucson, pretty nice. It had some hail damage. They got some hail damage the last hailstorm we had, and they were getting rid of this car really quite cheap. They were getting rid of it for $14,000. Under normal circumstances, it would cost really close to $20,000. And I don't care about hail damage. Hail damage is a function of life here. Anyway, so, and I said, wait a minute. I said, we've got $14,000 in cash. Lisa does a really great job saving money. Of course, this is all that we had we have a big trip coming up. We're going to Scotland and Ireland. And excuse me. And you know, there's several thousand dollars that we have kind of set aside for that. Well, regardless, I went and took a look at this car. Said, you know, it looks really nice. Drove it around a little bit. It's got a squeaky strut. I think on the front passenger side. Besides that, it seems like it's in fine shape. And so, when we got done with Matt's laundry, brought it all back, started to put it out. I talked to Lisa. I said, Lisa, this is a car I saw over at this place for only $14,000. And she was of a mind to go look at it. And it was like, oh, sometimes it's really hard to talk Lisa into things when she has her mind set on something else. Like she was saying, we're not doing anything, Jason, until after our big trip and we can replenish our money supply. And of course, she's a little nervous about the fact that the job at New Mexico State that I had started kind of poking around for and looked promising, I was probably going to take a pay cut to go there. But it had the extra bonus of I'd be able to invest in my pension again. And I don't know how important that is. You know, the Lord sees further down the road than I do. I can see kind of the obvious stuff, but he often throws me at things that aren't terribly obvious. Anyway, so including, like, say, this car, for instance, the Sandy car, and how it came to pass that I got this car, and how well it's done for me, quite very happy with it. Anyway, so we went, and Lisa said, yeah, I think we should get this car. And I said, great, let's do it. And so we bought the car, put it all in Lisa's name. Lisa likes having things in her name, and I appreciate that. She wants to feel like things are hers. She doesn't like being very beholden to me. She had kind of an interesting childhood that way. And her dad and her mom were quite interesting in their relationship. And so she's very, it can be tough for her to depend on just my livelihood. Her sisters have all had to be somewhat independent because they had divorces and things like that, difficulties. And so she's a little nervous about that, so it's understandable. I do want to have several things in her name so she can feel like she's in control of her life. And so, yeah, we went ahead and bought the car, paid for it in cash, $14,000. We're still getting all that kind of worked out. But I think everything's good on our side for completing the transaction well. The money's already been paid, so that's not a particular issue. Anyway, so we're just thinking today about things. To be honest, I was thinking a little bit stake president thoughts. And you go, well, why are you speculating? I says, I'm not speculating. I don't know if I'm speculating or not. Except to say that leaving things open. So this coming weekend, it's the state conference where they're making, they're effecting the split. This will be now we're going to go on Saturday. Leadership meeting in the adult session. And then we're going to take a look at the unless there's something that happens and they said you better come on Sunday, my plan would be not to go on Sunday. But to do it from Tucumcari as usual. But I'm going to go up on Saturday, and then we'll kind of figure out from there what we're going to do. Anyway, so there's a lot of interesting stuff going on, and I get the feeling that the Lord is stirring something. Something's happening. There was an interesting talk given in state conference where somebody was assigned to go and do a state conference. An area authority was getting it together, his first time doing it, I guess, his own solo state conference. He was getting everything pulled together, and all of a sudden, President Packer, who was the acting president of the 12 at the time, he said, "Hey, can I come with you?" And of course, do you say no to the acting president of the 12? And you go, no. Go, oh, sure. And so they came, and he had this interesting experience of working by the Spirit. So I've listened to that a couple of times so far. As I'm out every morning when I wake up, that's the first thing I do is I turn on my phone that mostly serves as an MP3 player these days. Always did. And I listen to a conference talk first thing in the morning while I'm dressing and getting things together to go into work. But anyway, that was kind of what's going on. I always remember that I'm a literal descendant of Aaron. It was interesting to find this out, and I don't know if it has anything to do with me, but a literal descendant of Aaron is people who are supposed to be bishops, especially the presiding bishop. And how this is kind of supposed to go. And I have to be honest, this job that I have now was the first job that came up after I left Mesaland. Good job. It certainly seems prestigious to everybody around. It's like, ooh, Sandia Labs, that's a big deal. And you go, oh, man. And I'm fine with it. It's a little rough on me. 4 10-hour days. I'm kind of indifferent to somebody took the whole thing of the Pantex. The shift is usually 980s, and so every other Friday you have off, and they're 9-hour days as opposed to 8-hour days, Monday through Friday, or Monday through Thursday, which is what I do, 10-hour days. 10 hours rough. Boy, let me tell you, that last hour, sometimes you're hard-pressed. Anyway, so we'll see what happens with any number of this. It could be that somebody of greater authority might come thinking that there's some consideration of what's to be done with, and I'm not saying I'm unique at all in being a descendant of Aaron. You go, am I doing anything? And you go, no, I'm not doing anything. But I need to be doing something with it, and have been. I was doing more poignant things on YouTube, and I just haven't done anything YouTube-ish lately. Haven't put together one of those PowerPoint presentations, and I prefer writing more. Careful, girls. Anyway, and I'm right to Willard now. So I've got another, 20 miles or so, 25 maybe, before I get to Mountain Air, and then another 25 more to get onto the crash site. Anyway, we'll see what comes of all these things. Don't know what the Lord has in mind. Try to be open to anything that might happen. From absolutely nothing, and Lisa just got herself a new car. So I said, you know what? I said, I wouldn't be surprised if the Spirit kind of intervened in that vehicle, because we're going to need it for church work. Whether in a stake presidency or in a high council or something along those lines, to keep us working. knows? Who knows? But we'll leave the possibility open and see what the Lord's going to do. Have no idea. And we'll take what comes. With gratitude in our hearts for the Lord, for the Lord's will. Anyway, so, okay, 35 minutes is all. God, I thought it would take longer than that. I'm pretty much done. And talk to you later. And it's been fun. See you later. Bye-bye.